This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump woke up Sunday morning at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. This latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Trump had been up and around in his medical suite during the day on Saturday and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump said he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. He is expected to remain at the hospital for several more days. Meantime, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections of close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on the September 26th White House event introducing Trump Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At the event, more than 150 people gathered at the White House Rose Garden, mingling, huggling, and shaking hands overwhelmingly without masks. Among those who attended and have now tested positive, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, two Republican senators, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. And while Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that video Trump released, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, adding that she is just a tiny bit younger than he is. In fact, she is 24 years younger. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday earlier this year. Mr. Trump is 74.